In Vinton County, Ohio, prosecutors are appealing a judge's decision to eliminate the possibility of a death penalty for a defendant in a murder trial. The judge says the county can't afford the high cost of a death penalty defense. This is thought to be the first time the death penalty has been ruled out because of cost. The county is Ohio's most sparsely populated. The judge, Jeffrey Simmons, says it's just too broke to pay a defending lawyer in both the trial and penalty phase of the murder case. The prosecutor, Timothy Gleason, has appealed to the District Court of Appeals. Mr. Gleason, tell us a bit about this case, please.
Well, it began a couple years ago when the body of Emily Murray was discovered in an abandoned trailer here in Vinton County. The evidence suggested and supported the fact that Gregory McKnight had killed her with a firearm, and searching the property for the firearm, there were remains found of another individual, Gregory Julius, who was also murdered. And the grand jury returned indictments charging him with aggravated murder and murder, and on the aggravated murder charge, there were death penalty specifications which were prosecuting. And it's those death penalty specifications that Judge Simmons recently ruled that he wanted dismissed.
Now, why is a death penalty case more expensive than prosecuting him for life in prison?
Mainly because since death is irreversible, defendants are entitled to extra due process or super due process. And it's all those extra procedures that a defendant in a death penalty case is entitled to is what causes the increase in costs.
And what's your position on this, Mr. Gleason? I know that you've appealed this to the district court there in Ohio.
My position is that I respect the judge's decision. I recognize that it does cost a ton of money, but I find it difficult to put a price on justice. And to put a price on this case, where are we going to stop putting prices on other cases?
How much money are we talking about?
The number that's been tossed around by the defense attorneys is $75,000, so it would at least be that, and that would just be for the trial. As far as appeals and so forth, it would go up and up.
Mr. Gleason, Vinton County is described as sparsely populated and among the poorest in Ohio. How often does it get death penalty cases?
Oh, hardly ever. In fact, the old-timers tell me this is the first one.
Now, do you think that in a death penalty case like this one, there are possibly two sets of justice then for counties that can afford this type of defense and those that cannot?
That strikes to the heart of what Judge Simmons' ruling is, and if it's upheld, the answer would be yes. That's something that we can't have. Whatever county you're in Ohio, the law's got to be the same, and that's what we'll work to make sure happens.
And so if Judge Simmons' ruling stands and you can't seek the death penalty, you'll charge the accused with aggravated murder?
Yes. All we'll do is take away the death penalty specifications and we'll proceed with prosecution of the aggravated murder charge and the murder charge for both cases.
Will that satisfy you and the family of the deceased, Emily Murray?
I don't believe it will satisfy the family because it provides Mr. McKnight with the option of parole sometime down the road. And I respect their wishes and am on the same page. As far as prosecuting this case and others, if the dismissal of the death penalty specifications is upheld, it will affect how all cases in Ohio are tried with death penalty cases, not just Vinton County, but all 88 counties, and that would have a large impact. And we'll work to see that it's not done.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're more than welcome.
Timothy Gleason is Vinton County Prosecutor in Vinton County, Ohio.